Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to another week of the Grace Curley Show. I thank you all so much for joining me. And we have a lot to get to, as always. I think today, when I'm looking at the websites I usually go on, when I'm looking at Fox News and all these different places, the common theme here is Joe Biden has a myriad of problems. Crises abound. There's no shortage. There's a shortage of a lot of things right now in this country, but Joe Biden's problems are not one of them. Everywhere you look, whether it's COVID numbers, vax mandates, a $3.5 trillion slash free spending plan, and repercussions for the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan, there's so many things to choose from. But I think the issue that is really defining this presidency is our border. And there's a reason for that, because the border is interesting. The illegal immigration disaster is interesting because it exposes a lot of different problems for the administration. One, the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, we're constantly being fear-mongered and told that, you know, this is never going to end and this is the worst. And it probably won't. It probably will go on. And we have to learn to live with it, as experts are telling us now. But this idea that life will never go back to normal and your kids will wear masks forever and you have to get basically an IV drip of a vaccine everywhere you go to keep up your immunity against the coronavirus. But then meanwhile, you're looking at 12,000, probably more, illegal aliens flooding our southern border. And so that doesn't add up. Right there, you have this foil. You have this. This doesn't make any sense. It defies logic to have both of these things. And an administration that's telling you that both of these things are happening and, you know, there's nothing to worry about. On one hand, yes, be very fearful of COVID. On the other hand, don't worry about all of these people coming in and not getting tested for COVID. And there's also the idea of, you know, how many of these people are going to go on welfare, if we're being honest. I mean, they're coming into a new country. How are we going to pay for this? Is this also like the $3.5 trillion spending plan? Is this also going to be free? Is this going to be at zero cost to all of us? Is anything free? No, of course not, unless Joe Biden tells you it is. And on top of all that, it does not help that Joe Biden, his Homeland Secretary Mayorka, his border czar Kamala Harris, it doesn't help that none of these people have any idea what they're doing. And watching this over the past 8 months has been exhausting, but worse than exhausting, it's been so incredibly predictable. It's been so obvious what the problems are. And at every turn, these experts, these czars, these gurus, the best and the brightest, have made this problem so much worse. Eddie Scarry had a great piece today in The Federalist where he said, there's all this talk about how, oh, this is out of Joe Biden's control. He's dealing with all of these issues as if he just, you know, he's just an innocent bystander. He created all of these problems, specifically this one. But just to recap, if you're just joining us, if you've taken the last 8 months off like Daniel Dale and Glenn Kessler, I do want to recap. We started this by being told there was no crisis. In fact, a lot of these publications were telling their journalists, using air quotes, of course, not to use the term crisis. Use the term situation. That was the euphemism. Use situation. Use little quagmire. I don't even know what other words they were being told to use, but crisis was not a good one because, according to places like the AP, it did not rise to the level of a crisis. In order for something to rise to the level of a crisis, I can give you a hint what needs to happen. A man named Donald J. Trump needs to be president. And then anything you want to write about can be called a crisis. You get a hangnail. Crisis. The ratings for the Emmys go down. Crisis, thanks to Donald Trump. Someone has two scoops of ice cream and someone else has one. Crisis, in all caps. But with Joe Biden, things are a little bit more nuanced. You know, we give people the benefit of the doubt, especially people who are whispering and grandfathery and all of those wonderful things. So we give them the benefit of the doubt. So at first, we did not have a crisis on our hands. It was a situation. And then it evolved into we inherited this situation. I want you to keep in mind here that when they say they inherited this situation, at first they bragged about how they were reversing so many of Trump's evil, racist, patriarchal, homophobic, xenophobic policies. They were very proud of this. They were incredibly proud of the fact that they were reversing so many of the Orange Man Bad's policies. And then once the effects of reversing those policies came to fruition and things started falling apart, they reverted to, oh, no, we inherited this problem. This problem. These situations have been going on for a long, long time. And of course they have. Of course immigration has been a problem. But at least with the last guy, there was the idea that we're not trying to make the problem worse. Then what we had after the we inherited a bad situation excuse, then we had, fear not, Kamala Harris is going to get to the root causes of this. That was our next thing that was supposed to placate all of us, you know, worried, credulous boomer rubes. Stop worrying so much. Stop overreacting. Stop freaking out about the border. You know what? We'll throw you a bone here. If you're really that worried about it, Kamala Harris is going to go. And she's going to go to Singapore and she's going to go to all these other places and somehow figure out the problems here. She's going to go eat chocolate cake at a bakery in Chicago. And
I eat no for breakfast.
That is going to solve this. She's going to get to the root causes of the problems for the Northern Triangle countries, which include corruption, poverty, disease. Apparently, she got to all of those root causes. So that was the next step. Kamala Harris is here to save the day. And then, of course, Del Rio happened. And that was a tough one. But the answer to that was complete media blackout. You know, just don't talk about it. If you don't talk about it, then it doesn't exist. If you don't talk about it, then there's nothing to worry about. Unfortunately, Fox News had a drone. And that really, really poked some holes in their next idea. So they had to ground Fox News's drone. And at that point, the situation was so dire that places like CNN, the New York Times, they were actually looking at Del Rio as well and reporting on it, much to the shock and disappointment of Jen Psaki and the rest of Biden's handlers. Because, you know, we had a deal here. You're not supposed to report on these things. And then, as Del Rio's unfolding, they finally caught a break, this administration. And that break came in the form of whips, whips, whips. This is worse than slavery. This is not who we are. I'm sorry, I don't know why my Biden administration voice sounds like Jennifer Coolidge again. I don't know, but that's how I picture them talking. It was the worst thing ever. There needed to be consequences for these evil Border Patrol agents whipping Haitians. And then what we ended up finding out was that was fake news. And now we are back to everything is fine. This is not a flood. This is a regular migration. That is just your quick, brief recap. That is a short summary to keep you abreast of the terrible handling of our southern border by Joe Biden. Now, luckily for me, there's a lot of sound today to accompany this first hour where we are doing this recap. And a lot of it over the weekend came from Alejandro Mayorkas. And I just, first of all, want to say to Dr. Fauci, I'm so sorry that he stole your thunder this weekend. I know. Every time someone like Anthony Blinken or Mallorca, whoever it might be, when they get those Sunday spots, my heart breaks for Dr. Fauci. Because this guy, he, you know, some people run on Duncan. He runs on MSNBC and CNN and media hits. That is his absolute, I think that is really what propels him to live. It's like, oh, hey, I'm going to be on with Joe Scarborough this weekend. So I do feel for him on that. Mallorca was definitely a showstopper over the weekend. And don't worry, though, Fauci. You know, it's like what Howie says to me about my columns. There's always another at bat. You know, there's always next weekend where you can start talking about four masks or five masks or the new variant, whatever it might be called. So don't give up.
The Fauci ouchie.
Now, when we get back, I have so much sound to go through. I want to break down Mallorca because he had two really incredible interviews over the weekend. One of them was with Chris Wallace of Fox News, and he really starts going into why we are not going to build a wall because that's not who we are and how wonderful it is that people are crossing our border illegally. That was definitely interesting. But the one that I liked even more was his interview with Jake Tapper because he knows now that these images of the Border Patrol agents were completely taken out of context. And in fact, a lot of these publications that whipped people into a frenzy, no pun intended, but of course, pun intended, that they've actually come out and corrected and updated their original stories. So Mallorca has to play this like fine line between it's so awful what they did so that he can keep like the AOCs happy who still want to, you know, promote this narrative that the Border Patrol agents are terrible. He has to play this now of saying, oh no, it's still really awful. And people like Maxine Waters should be very upset, even though this is a complete fake news story. And then also he tries to spin it into, but our Border Patrol agents are absolute heroes. And here's how bad that interview went. It did not pass the smell test with Jake Tapper. Need I say more? 844-500-4242. I want to talk about the border for the first hour. I'm amazed by this. He also tells Chris Wallace that he wouldn't classify this as a flood. So we're back to semantics. We're back to gaslighting. It's really, it's something to behold. 844-500-4242. And as I said earlier, the worst part is that everyone saw this coming. You know, you had to be willfully ignorant not to know that this was going to happen. Donald Trump told us at every rally for the last 4 years that if you let these Democrats run the country, we will have chaos at our borders. And he was 100% right. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
If I could make it to the border. If I could make it to the border.
Yeah, and according to Mallorca, or Mallorcas, however you want to pronounce it, really all you have to do is make it to the border. He likes to pretend that that's not the message they're sending out, that there's misinformation, you know, that all of these people who are getting to the southern border have just been fooled by dangerous misinformation. You know who's purveying this dangerous misinformation is Joe Biden and the DHS secretary himself. And Kamala Harris. And they've been doing this for months and months and months. And now they're surprised. And here's another part of the issue is that we have to break down these interviews that Mallorca did with Jake Tapper and with Chris Wallace, because it's frightening that he's actually in charge. He makes Anthony Blinken look competent. This guy is struggling to answer the most basic questions. I think he knew that today he had to come prepared with an actual number of how many illegal aliens were being allowed into the country because, and here's why, because last time he didn't, he had to use the old, I've been up for a really long time excuse, and that didn't go over too well. You know, that doesn't even go over well when you're in school, when you're in grade school. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do my homework. I was up really late last night. Cool, nobody cares. It's real life. Do your job. But this guy can just say, I was up for 18 hours. And then he doesn't have to tell us how many people are coming into America. Kind of frightening. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. And this is how I should be phrasing it from now on. How many unvaccinated people are coming into America? Now, he finally gave Chris Wallace an answer. And of course, it could be more, could be less. Cut nine.
To answer my question directly, of the 17,400 that weren't deported back or didn't return on their own to Mexico, how many of them either, first, how many have been released into the U.S.?
They're released on conditions, yes. and approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000.
Have been released?
Yes.
And of the 5,000 that are still in process?
We will make determinations whether they will be returned to Haiti based on our public health and public interest authorities.
So what we talking
about?
Hold on
now, I don't want to play the whole cut. We're going to have to do a little Wizard of Oz on the other side. Maybe we'll have people call in. I don't know what you're going to win, but you're going to win something. And there's a reason he's uhing so much. It's because he's a complete fraud. He has no idea what he's talking about. How do you go from 10,000 to 12,000? That's kind of a big jump. And I have a feeling, call me crazy, he's lowballing us to no end. This is an incredible lowball. So you know, you can only imagine what the actual number is. Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Grace, you said something a while back that caught my attention. You said, this is not who we are. Well, where I come from, what you do is exactly who you are. You know, they let all these people across, and when it turns into a disaster, they try to stop them. And then when the optics look bad, what do? Do they blame the people that gave the orders to let them in and then stop them? No. They blame the peons. That's who the Democrats are.
Yeah.
You can go back and, you can go back in history, you know. All the way back to Bobby Kennedy when he bugged and blackmailed Martin Luther King. That's exactly who the Democrats are. They haven't changed. They're not going to change.
Yeah, and the whole this isn't who we are thing, and then, you know, like Bill says, throwing people under the bus, using the Border Patrol agents as a scapegoat because they know that their base will love that. Their base hates Border Patrol, just like they hate cops. Just like they hate, just like they hate anyone who's trying to protect people. It's all that toxic masculinity. That's why we had to get rid of the horses. But to Bill's point, this is what Democrats do. Whatever's most politically convenient for them will rule the day. And in this case, when they saw that Twitter was really lighting up with outrage, they thought, oh, we'll jump in on this too. But it's stupid for so many reasons. Because one, like Bill said, you're the ones making the order. So I don't understand how you separate yourself from the Border Patrol agents when they're just trying to fix the problem that you have created. There's a lot that I don't understand, though. And when we come back on the other side, we'll play the Tapper and Majorca back and forth, because Tapper's saying the same thing. He's like, wait a second. So if these pictures aren't true, then why are you guys talking about how this will not stand and we're going to get to the bottom of this and these people will be punished? Now, how do they get a fair shake at things after all of the bad things you've been saying about them? We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're going to take your calls here, and we are going to play that interview between Jake Tapper and Alejandro Mayorkas, where they're talking about the pictures of Border Patrol agents on horses whipping illegal aliens that turned out to be just pictures of Border Patrol agents on horses using reins and not whipping any illegal aliens. So, classic mix-up, as they say. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansbee Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follansbee Inn, spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E. Go to follansbeein.com. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
How would you describe what's happening at our border? A flood? a surge, a crisis, a situation, or irregular migration?
Well, I know it's not a flood because Mallorca told us that over the weekend. He was very clear that he would not call this a flood. Irregular migration is the latest euphemism used by the Psaki administration. I'm going to say a crisis based off what I've been seeing courtesy of Fox News drones.
A crisis is in the lead at 81%.
Good.
15% say it is a flood. 2% say a surge. 2% a situation. And a big old bagel. 0% say irregular migration.
Before we go to the calls, we should play that cut of Mallorca saying that he would not call this a flood. Cut 10.
We've seen this type of irregular migration many, many times throughout the years. I don't know if Governor Abbott said the same thing in 2019 when there were more than a million people encountered at the southern border.
It has gotten worse. The statistics of your own department show that the flood of people coming illegally across the border has gotten worse under the Biden administration.
So I wouldn't call it a flood, Chris, if I may. But we have seen large numbers of individuals.
It's an administration full of Baghdad Bobs. They take gaslighting to new heights. I wouldn't call it a flood. And this is why when you hear stupid stories about birthing people or, you know, terms that Democrats or, oh, you know, you can't call it a shark attack. You have to call it a shark situation. Just keep in mind that when they control the language, everything becomes very hard for people to understand. Because when you hear crisis, you think of what's going on in Del Rio. But when you hear irregular migration, you don't really think of anything. You're like, oh, this sounds pretty harmless. What's the big deal? Language and words do matter. And they know that. The Democrats know that. That's why they're always trying to change the language. Nick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Grace, how about somebody ask that dolt, why is it under the hand puppet president that under his watch, approximately 269,000, and for the mathematically challenged, that's over a quarter of a million, people have dropped dead from COVID. And how about the fact that part of that, in about a week, Texas's death total will have doubled? Could that have anything to do with the fact of the human virus bombs he's releasing into that state, into the rest of the country?
Well, I think there's definitely an argument to be made that letting people into a country who are not vaccinated and are not even being tested for COVID could potentially lead to peaks or surges, or what are the other words they like to use, Jared? I'm not a Dr. Fauci expert. But yeah, no, of course, that's a major part of this. And that's a level of hypocrisy in regards to this border situation that drives people nuts. Something I like to do on the weekends is I really like to just talk to people in a vague way about what's going on in the political world. Like, I don't want to get into the weeds of the Durham report. I don't want to get into all that. I just want to hear what's on people's minds. And one thing I hear all the time is all of these people are coming over the southern border. They're not vaccinated. And yet I'm being told if I don't get vaccinated, I have to, you know, lose my job and I can't get unemployment benefits and all these other things. People really do feel a double standard. Why am I being punished for being a citizen of this country? And other people who aren't citizens are being treated a lot better. They're being allowed in. They're being told that they don't have to get vaccinated. It's a complete double standard. And I think when you couple that with the last 2 years we've had of these lockdowns and people's businesses being killed and people not being able to go to events or, you know, have their own special moments, graduations, weddings, whatever it might be, you add that all together. Frustration is at an all-time high. People are very sick of this. Peggy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show. I'm really just echoing with what you said and what the gentleman before me said. Is I can't help but wonder that they're sending these people, these, you know, untested, potentially COVID positive people all over the country. And it almost is like, is this by design? they want to revamp this virus again for the next election cycle? I don't understand why they're doing it when, like you said, everybody else is. You can't even go into the grocery store without a mask on. And meanwhile, they're flooding the country, literally, with people who aren't tested. It doesn't make any sense. It goes back to the same saying, if you think this is about your health, you are insane.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree, Peggy. And in fact, I'm a little bit embarrassed that during the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I even fell for that. Like, I thought that was about our health. And I look back, and obviously, I like to Monday morning quarterback myself, but I look back and think, how was I that naive? Because it seems so obvious. And I like what Peggy said about how it doesn't make any sense because it defies common sense. Common sense is Title 42. All right, we're dealing with the pandemic. Shut down the borders. Don't let anybody else in until we get it under control. This actively defies all common sense. And people are seeing that with their own eyes, despite the fact that Joe Biden is trying to suppress information getting out about what's happening at the border. It's not working. And now his poll numbers are showing that all of these issues that were man-made, they were unforced errors, he's going to have to pay for them politically. Now, I did tell you guys that I wanted to do a little bit of this Tapper Majorca interview because I did find it pretty insane. This is all about the photos. And the reason this is important is because I think it really encompasses and describes how these hacks operate. Anything politically convenient, anything that can get the Twitter outrage machine going, they like. They like misinformation when it suits them. And most misinformation does suit Democrats. That's the funniest part of all this. The Ministry of Truth, you know, ooh, we're going to double check. Jack Dorsey's going to make sure that that's accurate. When the misinformation bodes well for Democrats, or at least they think it does, they have no problem pushing it out. And I'm not talking about Alex Jones and little websites pushing it out. I'm talking about the New York Times. I'm talking about CNN. They run with this stuff. And then what Howie always says is a lie goes around the world while the truth is putting its pants on. But in this case, it's a perfect example because the lie, which is, Border Patrol agents were whipping Haitians. That goes around the world. That's boosted by people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, by all the Maxine Waters, by all these outraged Democrats. And then the corrections, the updates, the retractions, if you can even call them that, they're all like one sentence long. Those get nothing. So you have the lie that goes around the world courtesy of hundreds of thousands of retweets and reposts. And then the truth gets a couple likes, maybe 15, 16 likes, and nobody hears about it. And that's misinformation. You know, that's creating a dangerous false narrative to fool people into buying your BS. And it works. That's the freakiest part of the whole thing is it works. There's people, especially young people, who get these little pings on their phone. Border Patrol is under scrutiny after horrific images appear to show them. They get that on their phone, whipping Haitians, and it sticks in their mind. They never, ever, ever will check out the updates. They'll never circle back to the corrections. So when they go to the voting booths in 2022 and someone throws that out there again and says, well, don't forget the Border Patrol, you know, they were whipping Haitians. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that headline. Thanks for reminding me. Misinformation is a real thing. It's just not the way the Democrats want you to think. So let's break this down. Axios deleted their tweet. We deleted a previous tweet that referred to Border Patrol agents as whipping at Haitian migrants. The story has been updated to include comments from some journalists on the border who did not see whipping occur. Oh, how generous of them to include the people who are saying that it's not true. The New York Times correction, the original, this was the original. The images of agents on horseback chasing and in some cases using the reins of their horses to strike at running migrants. Now here's the update. Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback waving their reins while pushing migrants back. Just a slight difference in those two headlines. So Jake Tapper took a break from being a partisan hack and decided to ask Majorca about this, because it was a weird thing. Usually the administration that's caused this massive problem would at the very least have the decency to back the Border Patrol agents whose lives they put in harm's way because they're trying to deal with the mushrooming issues at the border. But this administration has no decency. So Mayorkas jumped right on board with Biden, and they both were like, this is so terrible. Someone called Kamala out of her room where she's been for the last 8 months and said, hey, you can come out now and maybe make a statement about the Border Patrol agents whipping the Haitians. That might play
Freedom.
Well.
Freedom!
She even made an appearance, and I was like, who is this woman? Oh, right. That's our vice president. So Tapper asks Mayorkas about this, and let's take a listen. Let's do a flashback here. This was Joe Biden's tough guy response to those terrible images. Cut one.
I promise you those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences.
Oh, you know, he's going to take those Border Patrol agents behind the gym and challenge them to a push-up contest. This is no joke. He means business. Well, now it turns out those pictures were not accurate. And so listen to Jake Tapper asking Mayorkas about this. Cut two.
How can DHS claim to have an independent investigation into these Border Patrol agents when the president says, quote, those people will pay, and you say the images horrified us?
Jake, I think it's quite clear that what the images suggest horrified the American public. That is quite different than learning what actually happened, determining the facts, and the fact determinations will be made in an independent investigation by the Office for Professional Responsibility.
Hold on. And I listen to a lot of stupidness. Stupidity would be the better term on a daily basis. I feel dumber after listening to that. What the pictures suggest is what you had the whole country in an uproar about. And you're supposed to be the head of this operation. What the pictures made you feel in your tummy is why you had everyone's hair on fire. Does he realize how moronic that is? Yeah, you should wait for the facts. And I hate all this talk about, I'm sorry, it's Monday. It's the first hour on a Monday. I'm already revved up here. But I have to say, all of this talk about investigations, a lot of this stuff doesn't need to be investigated. You just need to ask somebody who was there and go, oh, okay, so this is a fake news story. Okay, then you know what? We won't have Joe Biden come out and condemn the Border Patrol agents. We won't have Mayorkas say how horrified he is on all the morning shows. We'll wait on it because we asked somebody who was there, and it turns out that some idiot reporters do what they usually do and got the story wrong. That's what you do. If you didn't jump to all these ridiculous conclusions, we wouldn't need to have 16 investigations into fake news stories. Let me guess, is the FBI going to get involved in this? Are we going to find out about some Lego sets down in Del Rio? Ooh.
Going to find out the FBI was stationed with the migrants under the bridge.
Ugh, undercover. I'm so sick of this nonsense. And I'm so sick of the semantics coming out of this administration. Well, yes, that is what the photo suggested, but how we felt about it was bad, but now we will investigate the facts as they pertain to the investigation of the situation. It's like, no. The summary of all this is you guys are idiots. That's the summary. We'll be back on the other side. 844-500-4242. It's hard to transition to the Eden Pure because the Eden Pure brings me joy and all of these people drive me insane, but I will try, Jared. Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. And people are going to want multiple units of this, Jared, because it's such a great product. And, you know, I use it in my kitchen. We use it here in the office. Howie's always microwaving fish. That's, you know, one of his best traits is that he loves to microwave stinky things in the office. But you also use it in your car, Jared.
Yes, it's great because the Thunderstorm comes with a little cable. You just plug into the Thunderstorm, you plug it into the USB port in your car, you turn it on, and bang, just like it does in the home, it sends out those ions, which creates a super oxygen, which gets rid of bad things in the air, smells from fast food or pollen in your car, whatever it is. You know what? That is all eliminated. You're breathing clean, fresh air. And the BOGO's great because you can keep one in the car and you can keep one in the house.
Absolutely. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners for this week only. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells. I've heard people even say smoking. It can get rid of so many smells, and it's gone in no time with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. So go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEBOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. We'll be right back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
So where did we leave off? Mallorca was explaining to Jake Tapper that, yeah, he didn't have all the facts about the whipping photos that made people freak out, but it made him feel bad. And so he thought it was worth doing interviews about, basically acting like he was dropping an album. He was as excited to talk about the Border Patrol agents whipping people as Bill de Blasio was to talk about Andrew Cuomo finally going down. Like, that kind of eagerness to get out there. Oh, yeah, this will be a story that will make me seem a little less bad because someone else is going to look terrible. That's the state of the Biden administration right now. So now Tapper drills down a little bit more. Cut three.
But that's the thing. Some of the initial descriptions of those images were just patently false. There's now video out there that provides more context. Having seen the video, are you certain that there was actually wrongdoing?
I am going to let those investigators make that determination, and then that determination will drive the outcome of the investigation.
What? You're not even saying anything! If I knew that for my entire life, anytime I was in trouble, anytime I had to give an answer, I could just say the investigation has to play out and I would be just let off the hook. I would have used it a lot more. You know, when I first started working at the Howie Carr Radio Network, I was the mailroom manager's assistant. And being an assistant, sometimes you have to like remember details and, you know, have a to-do list. And I was very unorganized. And if I would make a mistake and she'd ask me about it, I would kind of, oh, well, you know, kind of talk in circles. And she used to say I was giving her the runaround. And she has three daughters. And she used to also say, I have three teenage girls. I know what giving someone the runaround looks like. All I think about when these people go on TV and talk is they're giving us the runaround. This is like a teenager who crashed the car. Yeah, well, that sounds, sure, Jake, we are going to investigate it and we'll circle back with you and we'll let the facts decide as they play out. It's Mad Libs. It's nonsense. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We're going to talk about this free $3.5 trillion spending plan. You can't beat that price. $3.5 trillion for free?